Body language. Body language means to communicate without words. When we use our eyes, face, and hands to communicate with others, we are using body language. When we talk with each other, body language can help us talk more easily. Police officers use body language to find out what happened in a crime. Or English teachers can use body language to help students learn English better. For example, if they want to tell students that they are doing well, they can smile at the students. Body language is also a part of every culture. When people from different countries talk to each other, they might use different body language. For example, in some countries it is rude to point your finger at someone. But in many Western countries, this is okay. If you are traveling to another country, learn about its culture and customs before you leave. So, when you talk to someone, it is important to know what they do with their body. This will help you understand the other person better and make communication easier for both of you.
One, in all cultures we can see the use of body language. Two, body language makes communication difficult. Three, the body language of Western countries is rude. One, when people use their eyes and hands to communicate with others, they are using body language. Two, before traveling to another country, it is better to learn about its culture and customs. 3. When two people from two different countries talk to each other, they might use different body language. 1. Crime, illegal activities. 2. Point, to show something by holding out your finger. 3. Custom, something that people do that is usual. 4. Rude, not polite. 1. Her uncle is an army officer. 2. Jane is studying Persian language and culture. 3. I'll just go and find out what's going on outside. 4. My mother hates all Western movies.